Hey everybody, this is Kasia with Blue Diamond Staging and Design, and I want to talk to you about Anchor, which is a way to record your thoughts and tips or whatever it is for your business that you want to do. And let me tell you, it's free. It's really easy. You can record right from your phone or your computer. I have the app loaded on my phone, and it's just really easy. When I get inspired as I'm driving down the road, I pull over to the side, I go, okay, let me just talk about this one point that a friend and I were talking about, or maybe a client brought up to you that, you know what, maybe some other people need this tip too. And Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so you can hear it in so many places. And there's also a way you can make money from your podcast. So download the free Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hi, everybody. It's Kasia. And today I wanted to talk to you about meal planning during the coronavirus lockdown. Now, lucky for me, I've actually been doing this for several years now. I started a big, huge three-ring binder notebook, cookbook, basically, with recipes that I've been using for a number of years. And then what I do is I use those protective sleeves, sheet protectors, that's what they're called, and slide the recipes in there. Which comes in handy, which I didn't realize, that every time I used it, that it prevented from those pages from getting all sticky and wet or whatever whenever I'm cooking. But it also helps me keep it organized. And I'm looking at it right now, and basically I have it set up where on the front first page, I have a list of meals that are family favorites that I can go to all the time. And it's just a list. It's not a recipe. It's just a list. So for example, I have for beef meals, I have things like Sloppy Joe's, Bachelor's Beef, Shepherd's Pie, Beef Tacos, Meatloaf, Meatball Stroganoff, just as a couple examples. And it's just a list to help remind me, oh yeah, there's a recipe for that in here. Or I know how to do that real quick. And the same thing goes for chicken, sausage, things like that. And then I have a dessert section. And so this is just a easy three-ring binder that I have set up with favorite recipes. And sometimes I'll slide in there one I want to try. But a lot of times those are fails, dismal failures. But sometimes they're actually pretty good. And so that helps me figure out what to go shopping for the week. Now, I used to go shopping on Sundays. But here in Germany, you can't shop for food on Sundays because all the grocery stores and all the stores are closed, which is a real bummer. So I have to either go Saturday or on a Monday and just plan it out. So what I do is I'll sit down and plan a week's worth of meals in one sitting, not necessarily chop everything and put it together, just plan out and write a list. Okay, on Sunday, we're going to have meatloaf. On Monday, we're going to have chicken, beans, and rice. On Tuesday, we're having tacos. You know, whatever it is, just a list for each day, because you get that dreaded question of, hey, mom, what's for dinner? You know what I mean, right? And so this list helps me shop for everything that I need, take a look at what I have in the refrigerator and in the pantry, and then write down what items I need to go get for those week's worth of meals. Now, with the coronavirus lockdown, here in Germany, I started getting used to going almost every day to the store to go pick up, well, we need some bread for, you know, the garlic bread we want to have with spaghetti, or, you know, hey, I need some more milk, you know, or fresh vegetables for the stir fry I want to do. But now we can't do that. We're trying to minimize going out as much as possible. And so this cookbook has helped me out a lot in getting the meal planning done during the lockdown, and also help me figure out what I need to go get. And of course, there's always spontaneous grabs that I'll see at the store, and I go, oh, there's schnitzel on sale, or something else is on sale. Oh, maybe I haven't, you know, thought about getting some tenderloin with some potatoes and making a roast that way. So there's lots of ways to plan for your meals. I found this the easiest way is to refer to my front page of my cookbook, which lists all the different favorite family meals, and then picking one from each category for a different day so you don't have chicken 4 days in a row. Just kind of mix it up a little bit. And then that helps you plan out for the week and answers that dreaded question of, hey mom, what's for dinner? So hopefully this helps you out as well. You may want to think about doing this kind of a thing too. Just setting up a three-ring binder with some sheet protectors and your favorite recipes, and away you go. Hopefully this helps you out, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks for listening.